League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You want to talk about the most ridiculous conversation that you have to have with a toddler? This happened over the weekend, and Dakota was very, very upset. My three-year-old.
Dakota, why were you so upset?
The bed pooped on me.
What happened?
The bed pooped on me.
The bird pooped on you.
Yeah.
What did it look like?
It fell on my finger.
It fell on your finger? And then what did you do?
Then I cried.
But the birdie didn't mean to hurt you. It was good luck, right? It was good luck when the birdie pooped on your finger?
Yeah. He said, I gotta go potty. That he has to say.
Oh, because he didn't say he had to go potty. It just came out of the sky, right? You were upset about that.
Yeah. That's only why I'm upset about the bird.
Well, you were upset by the bird, I know.
Yeah.
I can't.
I didn't know what she said there, but I remember
I was so sad about the bird.
I remember my dad getting pooped on one time by a seagull at the beach, and he was very upset about it.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Dad, we're at the beach. Just go in the water, wash it off." But he was very angry about it.
My parents went back to the homeland. They went to Italy on their honeymoon, and there's this picture of them in Rome in like the square with all the pigeons,
sure.
And they're just covered in it. They're just covered in the waste. And my mom was like, it was so much good luck. We've been married 30, 40 years now, Anna.
You're trying to snap one photo. And by the time that photo's over in that square, you've been crapped on six times.
I was like, this is disgusting. This is literally disgusting.
Did you need shots when you came back into the country? Wow. Yeah.
And then, like, it's so funny because it happens and Dakota's horrified.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's screaming like God only knows what's happening to her. And I'm getting the wipes out of the stroller and I'm wiping her. I go, no, no, no. It's
but you've got to tell her the thing that everybody says.
Right. And she is as confused as could possibly be. How could a bird going potty in the air, didn't even ask for permission or say anybody that he had to go potty, be good luck?
How could it be?
But she kept asking me. She was like, but why, Mommy? Why? And I was like, Mommy doesn't know.
Yeah, you're not sure either.
I don't know.
You've just been told yourself that, or you've been told that your entire life, right? That's a lot of times what we do in you know, crappy situations, I guess.
Literally. I Googled it because I was like, wait a minute. Where did that even come from, that if a bird goes to the bathroom on you, it's good luck?
Yeah.
It says, the wealthier a person is, the higher quality food they consume. So in a sense of when a bird goes to the bathroom on you, it is transferring its prosperity. Or the fact that the bird was fortunate enough to eat well enough to have to actually go to the bathroom.
Where did you find this nonsense?
I mean, it's the first thing
Seriously.
That comes up on Google.
Okay. Well, you know, Google, you've been really, really smart on a lot of things. On that one, not so much.
It's crazy, though. But it's so funny how we say certain things are good luck. Like, what actually does it come from? Is it actually good luck? Has anybody had good luck when these things happened?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that's been terrifying for me is like when you think you have something that's good luck and then somebody else comes in and tells you that you're doing it wrong. So like, you know, if you have a horseshoe or something like that, got to have the horseshoe up, right? Facing up, right? There's nothing worse than somebody walks into a room and they go, wow, nice horseshoe. And you're like, oh, thanks. Yeah, I found that here. And before you even get the second sentence out, they're like, you know, it's supposed to be the other way, right? Like right now. What you're doing is actually inviting bad luck.
Demons into your home.
That's right. You have a kindred spirit that's in here, that some sort of poltergeist.
This article says that throughout the ages, animal feces have said to bring wealth. I mean, come on. Like,
come on,
really?
With that.
Yeah.
I mean.
What's that thing that they say is good luck, but it's not? Dakota, my three-year-old, had a bird go to the bathroom in the sky, landed right on her finger, and she screamed and cried like God only knew what was happening. And then here I am, like a crazy mom. And, no, Dakota, it's good luck.
Right.
Try to explain to a toddler that a bird pooping on her finger is good luck.
I mean, if you spend a minute pondering it as an adult, you're like, this is the dumbest thing ever. It makes no sense whatsoever. You know, I can remember being a kid, actually, and four-leaf clovers, everybody, you know,
yes.
Your parents, if you were wandering around playing in the yard, your parents would tell you to look for one. And the truth is when I would find one, I would think to myself, why here? is this like a contaminated space? Maybe. Is it a mutant? Like, am I standing on top of something?
I can't believe you actually found one. I've never found one.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're more common than people say nowadays. That's because the world's ending.
Okay. What do they say is good luck that you just don't understand it? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
So, you know that, like, whole thing of if you spill the salt, you have to, like, throw it over your shoulder? I've always thought, like, that's the silliest because I've never actually heard anyone be like, oh, I did that, and then something great happened. You know, it just seems stupid.
It is true. Like, why did people throw salt over the shoulder?
Wasn't it about spirits or something?
I think it's a Greek thing. I don't know. I don't know why I think that. But
you have to throw it over your left shoulder, according to the internet.
Look at this. Salt is believed to ward off evil spirits in Buddhist tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And after a funeral, salt is thrown over the left shoulder to prevent evil spirits from entering the house. Don't follow me home, evil spirits.
Also, according to this website, if you look at Leonardo da Vinci's painting, The Last Supper, you'll see that Judas has knocked over the salt with his elbow. And because Judas betrayed Jesus in the Bible, people began associating salt with lies and disloyalty.
Why didn't we just get rid of salt right then?
I mean, we would have been so much better
off. Oh, my gosh. Imagine all that weight gain.
Oh, I'm so bloated.
Oh,
me too. It's all Judas's fault.
My feet wouldn't be swollen.
Oh. Tana and Raven, what's supposed to be good luck, but it doesn't make any sense?
You know those rabbit's foot keychains? I had one when I was a kid, and it never brought me any luck. Sure wasn't lucky for the rabbit.
I remember having them. Remember, they come in all different colors? They would be like neon pink, neon purple. Now, I've never seen a neon pink or a neon purple bunny.
No.
So I don't know what color their feet would be.
That would be something, though.
But were they pretend or were they for real rabbit's feet?
I think they were real.
No.
You had a bunny. Your bunny was slaughtered for dinner.
Yes.
Did you get a rabbit's foot out of that?
No, I don't know what happened to the rabbit's foot. I'm going to guess it did not end up on a keychain.
I think they originally were real, but maybe what you got at Cheap Carnival, some sort of a knockoff trinket. They originally started as a real thing.
Now, Liz says right here, these days, most of the so-called rabbit's feet are actually imposters made from latex covered in dyed fake fur.
Yeah.
Well, back in the day, you carried a real dead rodent with you.
Oh, my gosh. They have a picture of a real lucky rabbit's foot. You don't want to carry that around with you.
Oh, it's gross.
It's gross.
Hey, Anna and Raven, what's supposed to be lucky, but it's really not?
Rain on your wedding day. It absolutely poured on my wedding day, and my whole entire bridal party tried to make me feel better about it and say that it meant good luck, but it stunk. I mean, we're still married. We're very happily married, and I know that that is the main point, but we have like some soggy pictures. We had to do our cocktail hour inside.
It's just something that people say.
I remember the day before my sister's wedding, they had forecasted so much rain, and all of us went on this journey and adventure to find giant, clear umbrellas. Because we were like, if we're going to take pictures in the rain, we want them to be cute. And we did. We found these clear umbrellas. I think Bed Bath & Beyond was selling them at the time. Yeah, I mean, you can make the most of it. What are you going to do? You can plan for everything, but you can't plan for the weather. Isn't that what they say? Did I say that right?
That is. I don't know why you said it like that.
Yeah. But
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.